Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule a nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I
Hosanna, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they waved palm branches, and they threw their cloaks, as if a king were entering the city. They start to praise God in anticipation that maybe this prophet is the Messiah that was finally coming, that he would deliver them by force, and they would follow him. Well, so they thought. They begin to shout and proclaim his entry. The people ask, who is this man who's moving such with God? They were cheering him. The religious leaders wanted the crowds to quit. Shut these people up, he said. Jesus said, if the people don't cry out, even the rocks we're standing on will. And the word has to shout and declare the praises of the King of Kings. The world has to shake as the King passes by and his praises are shouted. Let your shout, people of God, let your shout be heard. But the shout of praise changed as the week passed. When Jesus was captured and brought before Herod and Pilate to be charged with sedition, the people believed that he did not have that power to overthrow the oppressor. They felt defrauded. The people changed their cry to crucify him. When the guards were taunting him, he did not silence them with his authority. When he was being taken to the place to die, the crowds gathered to hurl insults and stones his way. He did not stop them. And when he was hung on the cross and mocked and abused, he did not call the myriad of angels to come and deliver him. No, he endured that for you and me. Those final days and hours essentially became a courtroom scene in which not Jesus, but the people were put on trial as they testified against themselves. Enter into this moment. Discover yourself on trial. Peter, how could you deny Jesus after you knew who he was?
I knew that I said I would follow him to death. But if I die, who's going to carry on his words?
Roman soldier.
He was supposed to be the Messiah. He was supposed to be able to prophesy and save himself.
Pontius Pilate, why, when he knew that Jesus was innocent, why did you allow him to be crucified? You recognized he spoke the truth.
I was concerned with what the crowd thought and maintaining my own position.
Centurion, why did you finally choose to believe? In the other gospel, you declared that he was truly the Son of God. How did you come to believe this?
I saw a malice in him. He was a gentle soul. He forgave the accuser next to him. He even forgave all those who were accusing him. I saw a truth in him, and honesty and love.
Jesus, why did the people not believe you? And why did they turn?
People were expecting Messiah to come with great power and glory. They wanted someone to deliver them from their enemies and bring prosperity and a life of happiness. I came instead to humility and love. It was so easy and yet so hard, so rejected.
What we do today is reenact the trial of all people, including ourselves. A trial which begins with God declaring in Isaiah for us to present our case. What have we to say for ourselves? Have we acknowledged who he is and humbled ourselves before his presence? The cross of Jesus Christ becomes an instrument of forgiveness and mercy. And Jesus pronounces the sentence himself upon us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus forgives us. And he asked the Father to forgive us as well. We deserve death, but God spares us because he loves us and provides a way to forgive us in the sacrifice of his Son. Once the sentence is pronounced,
It is acted out in communion. When we come forward to receive communion, we are being offered the very life of the one who died upon the cross because of our sins. Humbly we approach with thankfulness in our hearts. We have not only been forgiven in word, but we have been given new life in the body and blood of the one who died for us. On the day of the Passover, precisely at 3:00, the trumpet would sound, and the sacrifice would be killed, and the people would shout, "Receive our sacrifice." The only difference that day was the figure of a man on a cross who said, "It is finished," and he died. Expect to see yourself in the frailty of people like Peter, Judas, the soldiers, and Pilate. But also, enter the week in joy, anticipating the power of God to work in and through your frailty to make you new through His mercy. Enter this week in thanks, for the hope that we have depends not upon ourselves, but upon a loving God who won't let us go, regardless of our sins. Shout that you too know the presence of God with you, because you know Jesus in your heart.